are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah. All the expos, independent, throw your hands up at me. Welcome to this special mini, tiny little edition of Natch Beaut. This is all about IBE, the Independent Beauty Expo, baby. I had so much fun at the Indy Beauty Expo LA. I met so many brand owners. I found so many new products and gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I had so much to say that I decided to put it out in its own little mini episode, okay? You remember when Beyonce dropped her album on iTunes and like didn't say anything about it and everybody flipped out? That's basically about to happen again, but on a much, 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 much smaller scale. So I have lots to say. In this episode, I'm going to do a rundown of IBE LA. I'm going to tell you about some of the products I found that changed my new life. I'm going to tell you about brand owners, brands you should get to know, brands that are going to be the next big thing. So if you want to get in on the ground floor and look cool day with all your friends, all that stuff. And I also just want to say IBE is still going to take place this year in Dallas, New York, and London. So if you're in any of those surrounding areas, you can go to IBE and get your shop on and find some cool new brands that align with your values. So that's exciting. And I just want to say, I go to a lot of expos. I pretty much go to anyone that I can get into. And I'm like, hey, honey, I have a podcast. Can I come? Most of them say, yeah, sure, come. This is by far my favorite one. It's a beautiful event. There are fresh flowers everywhere. There's so many pretty fun installations you can walk around. It doesn't get super crazy and there's no lines wrapped around, you know, to get stuff and to take photos and to meet people. It's just a beautiful, calm, fun event. And you meet so many fun independent brand owners, a lot of women-owned companies, which we'll talk about. So if you love beauty, if you love skincare, if you love the next big gizmo coming out, and you're intimidated by these big, crazy expos, I'm telling you, you got to get to IBE. You're going to have a great time. You're going to come home with a bag of fun stuff. So shout out to IBE. Thank you for all the love. And I'm excited. I'm going to try to go to IBE Dallas, repping my hometown, baby. So maybe if you go to that, you'll see your girl Jackie J. Okay, so let's get started. I wanted to start out by saying that, just to make this all clear, I was not paid or compensated in any way for these shout-outs. This is all just brands I'm excited about. But I will say, if you are a brand owner and you are listening, I've said it once, I'll say it again, it pays to give out free shit. Because the only way I will know if I like your shit is if you give me your shit. You know? And you can give me a little pouchy sample all day long. That sample ain't gonna do it. Give your girl the whole damn bottle, okay? Also, I know a lot of us out there are cheap ass bitches. I myself am as well. But these items I am going to talk about are not the least expensive items on the market. Some of these are probably a little more pricey than you are used to paying. And that is because they are indie brands. So they are manufactured in, most likely, small batches, which, if you watch Shark Tank like me, that costs more. They are most likely made in the USA or of their country of origin instead of being outsourced to China or some of the other cheaper options in terms of manufacturing when you make things in mass quantities. So that's why it costs more. They use organic or small batched ingredients, some of which are from women's collectives in third world countries, things like that, where you pay people an honest wage for their work. So that might be why they cost more. All of these good causes that you want to support are going to cost more. So I just wanted to put that out there because some of you might be like, I'm not paying that. Well, you know what? Good for you. This is for the indie beauty lover that wants to rep small independent brands, which I am all about. So maybe you can find something in your budget, something exciting that you want to try. So that's all I wanted to say. Oh, last thing I just wanted to say, this is the tip of the iceberg. There are so many more brands. I have a huge stack of stuff. I'm not done trying everything yet. These are just initial finds, and I will definitely be bringing up more stuff as I play. So if you're listening to this and you happen to be an IBE brand owner and you're like, Jackie, I thought you liked my serum. Honey, I loved your serum, but I got 20 other serums. I'm trying to get them all, and I only got one damn face. So I think that's enough disclaimers. Let's get started. So my first section is going to be gizmos and gadgets and gizmos aplenty. And I will definitely say when these are women-owned companies, and most of them are. So my first gadget and gizmo of IBE is Take My Face Off, which, honey, the name alone sells me. I love the word face. I think the word face is one of the funniest words. So when I saw Take My Face Off on a giant sign, I said, well, I need to go talk to these people. This is a women-owned Los Angeles-based company, and they create reusable skin cleansing products. So we've talked about this on Natchbute a lot. What are we using to get our makeup off at the end of the night? Most likely we're using cotton swabs or cotton rounds. We've talked about how dirty cotton crops are, how you should be using organic cotton only because cotton is the most polluted crop. It pollutes our planet really badly, blah-de-blah. Blah. But also the waste, the landfills, all these things. And we've been hearing all these different options. Oh, we like makeup wipes. Makeup wipes ruin the earth. What are we doing with our face? We're just trying to get our makeup off. So take my face off. This is what they say. Washcloths are ancient. It's time for an upgrade. Say goodbye to disposable wipes. The Makeup Mitty helps you clean up your act without messing up the planet. Our convenient mitt is more effective and gentler than other products, grabbing makeup without tugging your skin. You use it with any cleanser, and it is patent pending, the pointy detailer tool for hygienic eye makeup removal. So, basically, these are teardrop-shaped little microcloths, and they come in a little mesh pouch, so you use them, and then you throw them in the little mesh pouch, and then you wash them in the washer. They won't get lost because they'll stay in that little pouch, and they are just really, really great, and we should all be doing something like this for taking off our makeup or washing our face. They have ones for kids. They have different size ones. They have lots of different options. And I think this is something we should all start integrating into our regimen. I started trying to do it based off of feedback from all the honeys in the Facebook group. I cut up an old shirt. That didn't work. The little end started peeling up and I couldn't get... it was worthless. Then I cut up an old towel. And let me tell you, that was a nightmare because then when I put it in the wash, it all raveled everywhere. It looked like there was a towel murder in my wash. So that didn't work out either. So I think this is a great option. Take My Face Off. So everybody go to takemyfaceoff.com and take a look at the products. I will tell you, a three-pack is $38.50. But remember, you will never have to buy makeup wipes, cotton balls, or cotton rounds again. And they come in a little mesh pouch for you to wash. So eventually, they will pay off. And I think that's a very fair price for what you're getting. So very exciting. The next item on my gadgets and gizmos aplenty, woman-owned, Madison and White. We've talked about pillowcases on Nash Butte quite a lot. Everybody says, don't sleep on cotton, don't sleep on cotton. Cotton will stress out your hair. Cotton will stress out and dry out your skin. But also, silkworms. You know, the silk trade is pretty disgusting. And as I was talking to the owner, the woman-owned company of Madison White, she said to me that silk is the new fur. And, you know, they boil silkworms alive to get silk, and it takes thousands of them to make one damn pillowcase. If you're comfortable with that, do you? But I'm not. So, I highly recommend checking out Madison and White. This is what they're all about. They make vegan, cruelty-free, and sustainable pillowcases that are specifically made to be good for your skin and hair. And they come in beautiful boxes. They would make a great gift for anybody, especially like a bridal shower, Mother's Day. They have several different ones. Some are specifically for your face. Some are specifically for your hair. They even make a multi-pack that has the day of the weeks on them. So it'll even remind you to change them. And I think that's so cute and a fun little touch. You lay your head down and it says, Monday, today ain't Monday. Oh, I better change my pillowcase. I think they're really cute. Check them out. They're luxury satin pillowcases that work like a beauty tool. So that's very exciting. A two-pack is $59. They have other options, more or less, all kinds of colors and things. So check them out at madisonandwhite.com. And P.S., all of this will be on nashby.com. So at the end, you can say, oh, what was the name of that pillow company? Go to nashby.com. I'll list everything. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. everything. Okay, I don't know if y'all know about this next one. It's called the Sphinx, and it's woman-owned, and it is the Sphinx portable razor. I feel like I've seen these on some Instagram targeted ads for myself because Instagram knows I'm a hairy lady, I guess. But I'm telling you, this is the perfect thing for a woman or a person on the go that needs to get rid of some hair in a sitch, okay? So here's what it is. It's a little circular, four-sided thing that's about the size of a CD, and you twist it, and each little side has something in it. So there is a little spray bottle of water that you can refill. One side has a pre-shave bar that is made with like coconut and shea butters, and then the other two sides have razor blades. So you twist it, and each one comes out. So this is what you do. Let's say you jump in the car, you're running late for a meeting, and you look down, and you say, oh great, my ankles are hairy. I look like a monster. You get out the Sphinx. You open it up. You spray your ankles with the little water. Then you rotate one more time to the little butter stick. You rub that butter all over your ankles. Then you twist and get the razor and you clean that shit up, okay? Then you can spray bottle if you want to get that hair out, and that shea butter will just moisturize your legs. You don't have to rinse it off or anything. And then you look cute and nobody's going to know you did that in the car. It's a genius tool. If you're listening to this, if you're a lady, you might have maybe you get invited to a pool party and you go in the bathroom and you change, you realize, oh, I forgot to do the bikini line. Oh crap. This has happened to all of us. So what do? You find a razor in your friend's bathroom and you dry shave it, and then you walk out, you're bloody, you got bumps, you look disgusting. This is not going to happen to you anymore. This is solving a problem. This is one of those items that you're like, oh, this is a problem, and they have solved it. And get this, they are $14.99, which I think is a great price. So check out Sphinx. You're going to love it. I think I'm definitely getting me one. Oh, and guess what? They come in pink, so get ready for that. You're going to love it. And if you want to buy one, this is where you're going to go. You're going to go to shopsphinx.com, and you spell Sphinx, S-P-H-Y-N-X. Shopsphinx.com. No more missed spots. The razor that has you covered so you can uncover anytime, anywhere. That's cute. Okay. The last gadget and gizmo I'm going to talk about, it might be the hero of the whole show, because I have been getting comments the past few days on my Instagram. I've been getting comments. Jackie, what foundation do you have on? You look amazing, blah, blah. Guess why? Because I use Dermaflash, baby. And I will say also, shout out to Fat Mascara, the number one beauty podcast on the iTunes charts. We met at IBE. I met Jessica, one of the co-hosts, and we ran over to each other and we were like, hey, I know you. So it was great to meet her. And I listened to the episode of Fat Mascara that just came out. They did an IBE little recap, and they both agreed that the Dermaflash is amazing as well. So Dermaflash, I see you. Okay. All the beauty pods are talking about you. Get excited about that. It is a woman-owned company. Dermaflash instantly creates a flawless canvas for skincare and makeup by removing the oldest layer of dead skin cells, built-up debris, and peach fuzz. So Dermaflash is a device, and it uses subtle sonic vibration and proprietary edge to safely and painlessly exfoliate and sweep away pesky peach fuzz, instantly unveiling your best skin. Now listen, I watch a lot of TV. I've talked about how great my TV is. I'm watching shows, and they do these beautiful close-ups, and you see on women's faces this little veil of fuzz. And listen, no shame in the game. I have it, and lately it's been really bothering me because there's some long ones on my chin and on my cheeks. But I'm like, you know what? Peach fuzz is fine. We've had some guests in here that talk about Georgia Hardstark says she literally slathers her face and shaves herself like a man at the damn barbershop. We all got hair. It's fine. However, I'm done with it after this Dermaflash because I look cute. It makes your skin look so glowy and fresh when that little layer of hair is gone. Everything's absorbing better. My makeup looks better. Y'all are asking me what foundation I have on when I don't have any on. I'm like, what is happening? What world am I living in right now? So the Dermaflash is life-changing. Everyone's been DMing me saying how good I look. It's the Dermaflash, I'm telling you. So I think this is specifically for women because a man, it would, you know, this is specifically to take off that little layer of skin and all the peachy fuzz. So if you're a person that's got that peachy fuzz and you want to get rid of that, the Dermaflash is for you. So the Dermaflash is $189 and you have to replace the blades. So this is an investment. But let me tell you something. I'm getting myself one and I'm going to keep buying these razors. It's life changing. If you're somebody who this sounds exciting, check out the Dermaflash. That's all I got to say. And you can go to, I'm assuming, Dermaflash.com. Let's see if I am correct. Dermaflash.com, baby. Yes, I was right. Looks like you can get them on Dermstore. You can get them on Neiman Marcus as well. Oh, you can get them on Sephora if you want to get those points. So check out the Dermaflash. Okay, I think I said that that was my last Gazmo. I keep saying Gazmo and Gidgets, but it's that's not what I wanted to say. It's Gadgets and Gizmos, okay? Which you probably know it's a Little Mermaid reference. If you don't, get your life together. But I have one more. Okay, so I've been Instagramming myself sometimes at night, and people, I've been putting these little patches on my face, and y'all don't let anything get by you. You're like, Jackie, what was that on your face? It was frownies, okay? Let me tell you about these. This is a woman-owned company. Frownies are facial patches that gently re-educate the underlying muscles to assume wrinkle-free appearance. You leave them on for at least 3 hours, and the wrinkle-resistant patch at night will eliminate the appearance of skin wrinkles and deep creases. Color me intrigued, okay? I saw the sign that said frownies. I went over. Can I just tell you, the woman who owns this company was in her 60s. She looked incredible. And when I say this woman's neck didn't have a line on it, she didn't have one line on her neck. And I told her all about cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. And I was like, maybe we need to, you know, do a patch your neck and keep your fringe fresh. And then the woman's daughter, who is, I don't know how old she was. I didn't ask because that's rude. She had to be around my age. I've never seen a more beautiful woman, and I'm not lying. This woman is stunning. There wasn't a line on her face. She looked like a beautiful princess, and I was just like, oh, hi, perfect two women. I will buy everything from you. So I think this is exciting. I've been wearing them every night, and like I said, the Dermaflash, I'm looking snatched, but I'm thinking these might have something to do with it as well. If you're in your 30s, 40s plus, maybe try some frownies out. It's a 144 count is $20, and that'll last you a long time. So price ain't bad. I think check them out. It's very exciting. I've been doing them. Maybe we can do them together, and I will definitely keep y'all updated how my frownies journey is going. But if you go to frownies.com, you will see the photos of the woman who owns the company. You will see some testimonials. You'll learn more about it. But I thought that sounded really exciting because I'm trying to avoid getting some nips and tucks, okay? Apparently, frownies are the cure for that. Check it out. Okay, let's get into beauty. The first company I'm going to tell you about is called Clean Tan, woman-owned company. So we've talked about self-tanners on Attribute. I used to tan. I used to spray tan. And you know that nasty French fry smell from self-tanners? We all know that smell. If you've tanned, you know what I'm talking about. Clean Tan is a non-toxic, plant-based, antioxidant-rich luxury tanning concentrate. And this is what you do with it, okay? It's basically in a little bottle, and it's just pure, yummy tan goodness. And it's all made from some really good, yummy things. I'm trying to see here. From dark organic cocoa fruit extract, fresh beet extract, organic blue-green algae, luscious caramel. So that's exciting. It's not made from the normal stuff that tanners are made from, so it doesn't have that dirty French fry smell. But here's what you do. It's all customizable and intuitive sunless tanning concentrate. So you can mix it with any serum, any cream, any self-tanner you already use, any sunscreen, any moisturizer, any oil. You put a tiny bit or a lot, depending on how tan you want to get. You mix it up and then you put it on and you have an instant glow, but it also will build. And honey, it will build and it lasts. And I was very impressed with the demo. So I bought a bottle. I'm going to use it soon. It's hard for me because I act. So if I get an audition that's like, hi, you're a pasty mom in a minivan ad. I can't like show up looking bronze like I just got back from Saint-Tropez. So I'm basically waiting until a weekend or something where I can try this out. But honey, if you're into tanning, you got to check out Clean Tan. Go to cleantanusa.com and check it out. I think everyone that tans might want to try this as a new alternative. So there's more information, but I gave you a quick spiel. I'm trying to move along here. We're all busy. Okay, Let's talk nail polish. I get a lot of emails about people like, do a nail episode. It's coming, don't you worry. But they want clean, good nail polishes that last. I met a company, and I just want to say shout out to Cheeky Monkey Cosmetics. I love the name, woman-owned. This is a Canadian brand, so my Canadian honeys, which there's a lot of you out there, you definitely need to check out this company, CheekyMonkeyCosmetics.com. The polishes are 9 free, which means they're free of 9 nasty things that are like formaldehyde. You know, the polishes we're putting on that we get at the drugstore, quite frankly, we need to stop. Everyone's starting to get wise to it. Beautiful colors, very cute names, Camel Toe, Birthday Bitch, very cute, funny names. And my favorite part is that there's a top coat that you absolutely have to buy. It gives you a beautiful gel-like finish. It looks like I have gels on my nails, but I don't. It's Cheeky Monkey. It's natural. It lasts a really long time. I'm really happy with it. They gave Edwin, my friend Edwin, shout out Edwin, when we were at IBE, a beautiful makeover. And his haven't shipped yet. I texted him and asked him this morning. He's like, nope, haven't shipped. So very exciting, especially if you're a Canadian, honey. Check out Cheeky Monkey. And then shout out to Delish Cosmetics. They are another woman-owned Canadian brand. I've tried to get on the natural makeup train. But you know your girl's trying to look cute. I'm trying to look... I've been trying to do less of, like, really thick foundation, especially after talking to Jay Kissa. I'm like, you know what? Embrace my skin. But I can't find, like, a natural, quote-unquote, makeup that I like that still feels luxurious and still makes me feel fun and fresh and cool. I found it, baby. Delish Cosmetics. It's a Canadian company. They have organic foundation and... this is what's crazy. I think this woman is a witch. So there's only 5 shades. And at first I was like, 5 shades, honey. We got a lot more ladies in the rainbow than 5. And she said, oh, it's color matching. So I said, what? She put a drop of it on my face. And I'm not lying. It turned my shade. I don't know what she put in it, but it somehow matches to your face. Same with the concealer. And I was like, all right, fine. I loved it. She gave it to me the first day, and I ended up wearing it the next day to IBE and all week after that. So I think it's great. Color matching like a witch. Very beautiful highlights that come in a little tube. I'm trying to, like, graduate away from, like, powdery extraterrestrial highlight. Get more of that, like, alluring, just little soft glow. They make that beautiful. So if you're Canadian, honey, check out DelishCosmetics.com, D-A-L-I-C-H, cosmetics.com. Holla back at me. Okay, let's talk about skincare. We're almost done. I know what you're thinking. Jackie, move on with your life. Shout out to Source Vital. Y'all know I had to go there. Source Vital Apothecary. They're my babies. I met them at IBE Dallas, and I love their custom facial cocktail. A lot of you have bought them as well. I just want to fill a whole bathtub with it when I get super rich. That's what I'm going to do every night. They have a new product that is just as exciting. It is now a make-your-own facial mask. So it's everything you loved about the custom facial cocktail, but in a mask form. All of the yummy, delicious essential oils. Everything you could ever want, but now it's what you specifically need for your skin. So the serums combine powerful essential oils and pure botanicals to assist with a variety of skin types and issues. You can improve your skin's appearance with these blends. So it works very similar to the custom facial cocktail. You choose your first option for the base. I have acne. I need hydration. I want to restore my aged skin. I want to soothe. I want to tone. They put a beautiful base in there. Then you can add all kinds of shots to personalize your concoction for what you need. You can even make it an exfoliant mask, like a mask with some grit, or you don't. What you need is what you get, baby. And this will cost $44.95, but before you flip out, that will make 4 masks. So about $10 a mask. Also, I have a feeling you could probably squeeze a few more out of it, let's be honest. I mean, come on. Especially if you have a tiny face. If you have a tiny face, you could really milk that and make it into 8 masks for all I know. Who knows? But check out Source Vital. Everyone knows I love them. The only company on this whole list that I have any kind of a affiliation with, if you click on their ad on Natribute.com, they'll know you came from Natribute and they'll throw some samples in your way. So holler back at your girl, Source Vital Apothecary, a Houston-based company. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just real quick want to shout out to woman-owned Osea Malibu. I talked to the owner. I finally met her. We're going to do an episode where I go to Malibu and I go through and see what's going on, because I'm telling you, Osea Malibu, I need to see what they're doing. It is 100% safe skincare. Osea produces it. Osea products begin with a potent base of sustainably sourced organic Patagonian seaweed, easily absorbed into all skin types. And let me tell you something. If you have a product that you're using and you put it on at night and then you go to bed and you wake up and your face still feels like it's on there, that did not absorb. Your face did not like that. When you put something on your face and your skin drinks it up, you know that your skin was said, hi, may I have another, please? I'm thirsty. I enjoyed that. That's what should be happening. And when you use Osea, it absorbs into your skin. Your skin drinks it. It will disappear like it wasn't there. It's lightweight. You can layer every product of theirs on your dang face. Your face won't even know it's there. I love a good mist. They got mist. They got creams. It's hippie bouge because it's all organic and good stuff, but it's from Malibu. So it's the blend of both worlds. I'm all about it. Vegan, cruelty-free, and a hippie lady-owned. Cali local, baby. So shout out to Osea. I'm going to be doing a full month of independent women-owned businesses where I interview these brand owners, talk about why they started the companies, and Osea is on that list, so check out that. I think it's going to be in July because it's Independence Day. You know I like a good theme. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Okay, I'm almost to the end. So these are my two winners, and again, I didn't meet everybody at IBE, but my two winners for the most beautiful packaging of the whole event. My first one is going to go to 1821 Man Made. So these are premium grooming goods for gentlemen. So to all my male honeys listening and to all the ladies out there with some men in their lives, you're going to love these products. Let me tell you something. Okay, so if you got a man, or you know a man, or you are a man that is just a classy dude, and he's kind of snobby when it comes to the products that he likes, because maybe he wants them to look really nice on the shelf. Maybe he, you know, doesn't want to just buy your regular humdrum thing from Target or whatever. He wants something with style, something with a point of view. He is going to love 1821 Man Made. They're premium grooming goods for gentlemen. Everything is inspired by the Prohibition era. Everything is vintage and chic. And they aim to inspire gentlemen to elevate their grooming experience. So let me just tell you, the packaging, honey, the packaging. If your man is stylish, he wants to put his products on display, you need to get him some 1821 Man-Made stuff. So my favorite thing of theirs that I tried was their sweet tobacco spirits. So this is a cologne. 10 out of 10 would bang. 10 out of 10 would bang. If I, you know, listen, in my youth, in a different time, if I was out at the bar, if I was at Cha-Cha Lounge holding my PBR, and a guy walks by me and I smell this, honey, my nose is following him across the room, okay? I don't know if I've ever smelled something as delicious as this. It's a beautiful smell. I'm going to try to just give you some of the notes. Again, I know this is kind of counterproductive because you can't smell it, but it's inspired by sweet pipe tobacco and the roaring spirit of the swanky Prohibition era speakeasy lounges. Notes of citrus, spicy saffron, dried fruit, which will mellow down to reveal notes of manuka honey, dark tone vanilla, and tonka bean. Other words they used were tobacco, exotic woods, powdery musk. I'm telling you, this would be a great gift for your man. 3.4 ounces is $80. We know cologne ain't cheap when it's good. I'm telling you, Edwin sprayed this on, and the whole rest of the day we were walking around, and I just kept being like, damn, you smell good. I can't get enough of this. But they also have a man-made wash, which is a shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, all mixed together in one that smells just like their spray. So that's great. I made Adam use it because I got a sample. I said, go in the bathroom and wash your body in this and come out for me, okay? They have a hairspray that comes in a very cool vintage bottle. It looks like you got it in an antique museum, but it's 2018 and it's current and it's new and it's cool. They also make hair pomade, paste, and clays. All of it's beautiful packaging. Check out this company. It is not woman-owned. It is man-made. It says it in the name, but I'm telling you, men know what they want, and I think this is a really cool line. So shout out 1821 Man-Made. Oh, and they're from Dallas, which is extra cool. So 1821manmade.com to check that out. The other one is a makeup company, Ellis Foss, okay? This is a woman-owned company. She is from the Netherlands. This is a luxury beauty. So we talking Neiman Marcus, honey. Okay, though, again, this is not for the faint of heart. These are for people who want to invest, okay? A beauty luxury line. You can also get it on dermstore.com. Just go to their Instagram and look at the imagery. It is so stylish, so European, so chic. The lipsticks, the eye colors, the concealers, they all come in silver spikes. Like Buffy the Vampire Slayer could murder a vampire with these spikes, but they're lipsticks and they're concealers. And then you can wear them all on like a vampire hunter belt across your body. They even have this little bullet holder where you can hold them all, open it up and twist it, and they all shoot out like bullets. I'm telling you, this is for like my chic and bougie honeys that really care about how beautiful things look, and especially if you're a makeup collector, honey, honey, honey. It is cruelty-free, mostly vegan. The mascara has beeswax, but I'm pretty sure that the lips and the eyes are vegan, so that's exciting. Check out Ellis Foss. Check out their Instagram. It's ELLISFAAS. It's beautiful. And oh my God, the foundation. I have it. Oh, and they gave me a couple lips too. Honey, I feel just very good about myself. Check it out. You're going to love it. Okay, the last thing I have to talk about. This was a last minute add-on because I got a bag that was like, here, thanks for coming. And, you know, I didn't necessarily talk to all these owners in the bag. But, honey, have you seen Hum, H-U-N, Hum? They're at Sephora. I've seen them again. They come to me on ads because Instagram knows that I like to buy shit. So I've seen them come at me with the ads. Hum Raw Beauty. They're little packets and they... Listen, this is the flavor. Mint chocolate chip infusion. Doesn't that sound delicious? I saw them and I didn't go over to them because I'm cheap. And I always was like, oh, Rob, a Hum. I've seen those. They're expensive. It's not even that expensive. So you get a tub of it at Sephora for $39. And I know what you're like, honey, that ain't cheap. But listen, it's a big old tub of it. And if you are a person who likes smoothies and shakes, you know it's not cheap. It's a lifestyle. So if you got to invest. So let me just tell you, it's Hum Nutrition Raw Beauty Skin and Energy Superfood Powder. The scent is mint chocolate chip infusion, or the flavor rather. It also comes in a vanilla one. But honey, I put this in my almond milk and stirred it around, and I was taken to a sundae shop. I felt like I was drinking mint chocolate chip ice cream, which is my personal favorite. And it has all these beautiful things in here. It says helps boost energy, radiant skin, and metabolism. It has organic raw greens and enzymes and probiotics. It's vegan, which again, it's hard to find vegan probiotics. As you know, I've been on a mission. It's delicious. And here's the thing. I don't count calories. Sorry, it's obnoxious. But there's only 25 calories per scoop. So it's very exciting for a midday pick-me-up. Tastes delicious, does good things. Shout out, Hum. You got a client for life out of me. I'm telling you, it pays to give your girl Jackie J free shit. Because I like things, and then I find them, and then I tell y'all. Okay, so that's my rundown of IBE. There's lots of more brands to discuss. These are just ones that initially struck my eye, and I think y'all are going to love them. I'm going to put all this on Nashby.com, and here is the most exciting part of all, okay? So I realize that since this is a special edition, that this might not get the bigger audience that my show normally gets. So I'm going to throw in a little contest. So if you've listened all the way to the end, you're about to get rewarded, honey, okay? So I'm not going to post this on Instagram. It's only going to be for the people who listened. So basically, the day this comes out, you're going to have a week. So you have 1 week until today. I'm going to post on Instagram the artwork for the show. And if you go on Natch Butte, that's at Natch Butte on Instagram, I'm going to post a little photo. I'm going to put, hey, here's my recap for IBE. I'm going to tag every brand I talked about. And I'm probably going to put a little photo of me up and do a little collage like I always do. Comment on the photo. First of all, follow Natch Butte on Instagram, at Natch Butte. Then comment on the photo and tag the brand I discussed that you're most excited to try / you were most excited to find out about. And you might win a bundle of IBE goods. I'm talking an eye cream, a toner, a body oil. I'm going to hook you up, okay? I'm going to do two winners, might do three, because your girl got a lot of stuff, and I only have one damn face. So I got a lot of stuff, and it won't be open. Don't worry. I'm not going to stick my dirty fingers and swish it around. This isn't TJ Maxx, okay? It's all going to be brand new, unopened, full-size products. I'm going to give away two, maybe three bundles. So That's what I'm going to do. You have 1 week. Don't tell anybody. Keep this secret so that, you know, we really reward the people who waited all the way to the end of the episode. So do that for me. Follow Natch Beauty on Instagram and comment on the photo for today's episode and tag the brand that you're most excited about. That's it, baby. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you check out NatchBeauty.com for the episode guide. See what all these products are about. Support indie businesses. Support women-owned businesses. It's the only way you can make the world a better place. Vote with your wallet. And thank you, Indie Beauty Expo, once again for having me. I encourage everybody to check it out in a city near you. That's all I got today. Don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.